This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the sports betting network. In my 5+ years here, I think this might be the biggest shocker ever to happen live on VSiN while the show is happening. And again, this lets you know why we love sports betting so much. And I'm going to lay this out for you. He's Dustin Sweetelson, live downtown Las Vegas at the D. I'm Patrick Maher. We'll get back to the preseason in a second. So let's go through this. Mike Somich hosts The Handle noon to 3, Saturdays and Sundays here on VSiN. He is legitimately amongst horse handicappers, one of the smartest people on the planet, along with Aaron Halterman and Jared Welch at RacingDudes.com. This is what they do for a living, people. This is how Somich found his way to VSiN. They handicap horse races. They take hours at times to break down the races and to break down a card like Saratoga today and Gulfstream today. So as a family, you know how we like to do. We like to bet. We like action during the show. No live bullets in baseball. We transition Saratoga, Del Mar coming up in just a little bit. So Somich lets us know in the fifth race at Saratoga, he likes the 1 and 6. Now, obviously, he took the 1. 1 finished second, and the three chased down at 11-1. That's neither here nor there. You're going to win. You're going to lose. Mostly, you're going to lose in horse racing. You're hoping for that big score. So Dustin, and this is when it pays to be a donk. Dustin hops on his app, and he goes to the 5th at Saratoga, and he bets $15 on the 1 and $15 on the 6. He's spreading it out. I understand, Dustin. I'm going to get to it. Next thing you know, neither win, right? So he figures, okay, I just threw away $30. He looks at his account, and his account said, congratulations, you won $648. And then the donk starts trying to figure it out. What the hell just happened? Well, Dustin put $15 on the 1 at Gulfstream and the 6 at Gulfstream. What happens? The 1 at Gulfstream won the race. Okay, he bet $15. He's probably going to win a little money. The 1 won the race at 43-1. So a misclick, $15 on a horse that went off 43-1, made the big guy $648. You can't make it up.
Here's what I would say to you, Patrick. Can you read this? Right here.
Vibes.
This is what happens when you're a good teammate. The vibes just happen. Yesterday, I was a bad teammate. I didn't support Mike Somich. Today, he started throwing bets out. Instead of, butting him like he's going to do to us later, instead of fighting him, I said, you know what? I'm just going to trust my guy Somich, even though he's on a run of picking second-place finishers and not betting for them to come in second place. I believe that's win, place, not show. That's the place part of that.
Correct.
So even though it's been a rough run, I was like, I'm going to support Mike Somich. He is my friend. He is part of the family here on Sharp Money. I just opened my app, and I didn't click Saratoga. I clicked Gulfstream, and I bet those two horses. So that is, look, you guys can call me an idiot all you want, but sometimes being an idiot pays off because there's so many times where I handicap something I know everything about, and the bet doesn't come close. I think I might just start betting sports I know nothing about. And by the way, Aaron Halterman, if you're listening, RacingDudes.com, you need me to come teach you about betting horses, I'll come do it.
Oh, he's listening and he's taking shots. First off, I'm sick with COVID. You're sick with vibes. And he's trying to downplay it right now. Like $648 doesn't matter to him. He's never been this giddy. I just hope he doesn't make questionable decisions on a Friday after the show ends with that new money.
Over under $250 will be left of that $648 on Monday morning.
Let's not talk about it. So immediately what starts to happen, because the sports betting industry is full of egos, go to BetBash. So the media industry when it comes to sports betting is full of egos. So you just hit a 43-1 at Gulfstream, right? $648. You put your money where your mouth is. I congratulate you. In the group right now, it's buzzing with Halterman and Somich. They're taking shots. Here's what Halterman just said. You lucky bastard. The 1 at Gulfstream in the 6 might be the worst horse to ever win a race at that track. Samich wrote, ha ha. So now they're on a separate chat making fun of you for betting the one when all Samich can do is come in second and Halterman lives in Joplin, Missouri. So who's the loser?
Ticket cashed. And I think that is apropos here on Sharp Money. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like Patrick. But you know what we want to do? Find winners. Now, we want to intentionally find them usually, but sometimes we back ourselves into these winners. So I somehow backed myself into a winner at Gulfstream. It's going to be a great weekend, guys. Great weekend.
Hey, Samich, I was going to ask you a quick question. You want to bet the 7th at Saratoga, but we don't need you. Dustin, let's go ahead and handicap the 7th at Saratoga coming up in just a little bit. Before you get to that, now, again, the boys are buzzing in the group, and they're frustrated. All of a sudden, Samich is talking trash about the Panthers, which was a trifling pick for you with our little bet here. However, I mean, the idea that they're taking shots at you, I can't get over it. This is unbelievable. They're so jealous. Here's the deal. If you're just joining us, Dustin just misclicked his way into $648 at Gulfstream. Aaron Halterman literally said the 43-1 might be the biggest mule that's ever run in South Florida. A win's a win. And the last time I checked, one of the slogans here at VSiN, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Well, I think it's perfect. We're in synchrony, me and this horse. That's the worst horse to ever win at that track. I am the worst horse bettor to ever win a bet on a single horse. It was a marriage made in heaven. I might go get a tattoo of this horse later with the money I won.
Do you know the horse's name?
I don't remember. Which one won? I don't even know which one won.
The one horse, dummy.
So the one was In the Blue, and I'm wearing blue today. Oh, my God.
You're in the green.
I am in the green for a little bit.
Now, it's short-lived because Samich is already sending us picks for the 7th at Saratoga. He said, I like the 4, fading the 7. Now, that's cute. It's a cute little handicap. Dustin, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who do you like in the 7th at Saratoga?
Oh, that's a good. Well, I should bet Gulfstream again, right? Not Saratoga? Isn't that? In the 7, Mike likes the 4, Swift Magic. Let's see.
Flavian. Not feeling it? Hold on. I'm taking notes when you talk. Go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do because it's worked
out
for me?
Walk me through your thought process of this handicap, by the way.
I'm going to bet the 4 like Mike because I'm going to continue the vibe. So
Aside. Just go with whatever your gut tells you here.
My gut says
You're on a heater. You just won $648. Look at the names. Look at the colors. Look at the jockeys and just go by vibes.
Army Guarantee proud. You win. Oh, my God. Son of honor. 10-1 Army. I think the 3 Army Proud feel like you do it for the troops. You do it for America. Everyone knows this is the most patriotic show on VSiN. Everyone's aware of that. Toby Keith is our theme song. Army Proud. That's who we're going
Army
with.
Army Proud? What's the price?
It is 4-1. 4-1.
So we are betting the 3 in the 7th at Saratoga. Again, just to keep you guys updated, Mike Samich is betting the 4 at Saratoga.
Well, hold on. I'm going to bet the 4 at Gulfstream, too, though. Whatever horse he likes at Saratoga also has a chance to win at Gulfstream. So the 4, 7-5. So we'll do both.
See, now the shots are coming in. And again, have I not been gassing you up since you won this money? I not been a good friend?
Great friend.
Here's what Aaron Halterman just said. Yeah, good win on the horse. I bet you still won't go talk to the bartender.
No, with that money, I can do better.
Well, there's no need to degrade the female.
No, I just meant
like
I don't have to someone I'm going to see every day. I can go hang out at a stranger, get a cocktail, like, you know, have a whole night.
Right. Okay, now Samich, he's just writing excuses.
Well, he's bitter because we have a $1,000 bet on teams with 6.5 win total or worse, and the loser has to pay $1,000. Well, he's annoyed that I just won off $30, more than half of the money I may have to pay if the Carolina Panthers don't get there. But based on the vibes we're working with, the Carolina Panthers are going to win that bet as well.
Okay, we'll move on to the preseason, but if you're just joining us, Dustin bet Saratoga, the 1 and the 6. However, he was betting Gulfstream. He bet the one for $15. The one was 43-1. It cashed. He made $648. Dude, I'm with you, bro. You're my guy.
The vibes are happening. This is what happens when you're a team player. Good things happen to those who do something.
Quarterback battles. Now, this one is off the board. Knicks, Stidham, and Wilson. My assumption why they took this off the board is because foregone conclusion after week one of the pre, most just believe it's a foregone conclusion that Bo Nix is going to be the starter.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second. I watched a lot of his throws in that game, and I was pleasantly surprised with what we saw from Bo Nix. I was very low on the pick. He's older. I didn't know how the game translates to the NFL for him. He was impressive. But can we acknowledge he was going against, like, the Colts' third stringers? Like, we pick and choose when we're impressed by people and who they're against and don't factor in all the variables at play. Like, sure, he looked mobile. He looked like he made good throws. He looked very comfortable in the pocket. I liked a lot of what I saw. But we have to acknowledge he wasn't getting much of a rush from the Colts' third stringers there. So he's shortening up in this offensive rookie of the year market. Bo Nix is down to 14-1. I know he was like 16-18-1 a few weeks ago.
Not a terrible price.
But I unfortunately think he's live, even though I don't like Bo Nix.
And team success does matter in the market. Team success does matter.
But I also think that donks are going to look at the stats at the end of the year and go, oh, he had a good year because he has a lot of passing yards, because that team's going to be losing a lot. So I think there's a way to – it's going to be deceptive. I don't know what to take from that preseason
game.
Hold
on. Just stop talking. Let's keep it going. Dustin in 12 minutes is on the three. Army Proud at Saratoga. Samich is on the four. Swift Magic. Let's go, big guy. Hey, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back on a Friday. We're having a little fun. Dustin Sweetelson, live downtown at the D. Mr. Horse Racing. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. We're talking preseason crazy swings and the quarterback competitions, what you need to know for week two and the pre. However, this conversation and this show has been dominated by jealousy in the chat as two dudes that make their living talking horse racing, Mike Somich and Aaron Halterman are jealous of the big guy. The big guy, if you missed it, misclicked on the one at Gulfstream last race. That horse was 43-1. He put $15 on it. He thought he was betting Saratoga. He won $648. So everybody's jealous now. It's a big thing. In fact, Aaron Halterman said the one in that race may be the worst horse that's ever run at Gulfstream. Well, not to Dustin Sweetelson, because cashing tickets is really what it's all about, and he cashed. So now we've got a little competition coming up. I believe we've got post time. Let's see. Post time is coming up in 7 minutes in the seventh at Saratoga. Dustin, I am not making this up, but people are betting your horse, Army Proud.
I'm moving the market, baby. Let's go.
9-2 on Army Proud. Somich is on the four horse Swift Magic at 7-1.
I need to bring
head to head
some information here. I went to Equibase to look up In the Blue, the horse that I won on. I won $648 on that horse winning today. According to this website, that horse had two starts coming into today, and its earnings were $420. So I earned more on the one bet of In the Blue than the horse had earned itself coming into today. The jockey, Joseph Trejos, the trainer, Nestor Cascalleres, and the owner is Jose R. Alvarado.
See?
The four just won at Gulf at GP.
It doesn't matter. We didn't bet that. You didn't bet Gulfstream, did you?
I did. I can't remember what horse I bet.
All right, let's talk about some of these swings. In particular, I want to start with the Bengals and Bears.
So I bet I won with the four at Gulfstream.
You did?
If GP is Gulfstream Park?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I won that one as well.
And you're just waiting to see how much you won?
Because Mike bet the four at the other one. I said I was going to bet whatever he bet there at Gulfstream. Hold on. There's no way this happened again.
You can't make this up.
He's got to be messing with us. Mike said it. I'm not following. I don't even.
No, he just said you won on the four.
I don't even
What was the, Mike, I need the fours odds. Come on, people. What did you bet? $15?
It doesn't tell me the odds. Yeah, $15. It was shorter, I think. Oh, Darlin was the horse.
Yeah, do you have the odds?
No, it doesn't give me
Bro,
odds.
You
on
might
that.
Be up over a grand.
Yeah, he won, Mike says.
So whenever, you randomly just bet the four at Gulfstream and won again.
I said because Mike was betting the four at Saratoga and his numbers are right, but his track is wrong, so I bet it at Gulfstream. There's no way this happened. I need to get the notification.
You're Aaron's going saying, to see your money in your account any second. And Jared, yes, it happened. The 4-1.
It may not be for that much. It was the favorite. Okay.
All right. It was the 6-5 favorite. Still a winner.
It's a winner.
Chicken.
Well, know what it pays for? The loser that I bet with Mike that's going to come in second place next. That's what it
that
pays
That is
for.
Not cool, bro. That's not cool. Let's keep it family on a Friday. 5 minutes to post in the 7th at Saratoga. Head-to-head. Like back in the day when horse racing was a man's sport and a woman's sport. Head-to-head. Well, where trainers weren't afraid of a match race. 9-2 Army Proud. The 3. The 4. Swift Magic. If you beat Samich, I'm canceling his spot coming up later in
well,
the program.
Well, no, I want to rub it in his face. What are you talking about?
Let's talk about the Bengals and Bears. So Chicago opened 3, and Chicago's laying 6.5. I think we have Joe Burrow. There's a lot of conversation about the Bengals this year. For example, our buddy Mike Randall is fading the Bengals this year. Obviously, this all comes down to, look, you can have your hierarchy of quarterbacks in the NFL. It's pretty simple for me. If Burrow's healthy, I'm not quite sure I'm taking anybody over him. That's if he's healthy. He's proven.
We learned the hard way. We learned the hard way last year. It comes down to if Burrow's healthy. We had $1,000, 40-1, free roll on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl. They finally started to heat up after a slow start. He got hurt, ripped the ticket up.
So let's discuss coming up on Saturday, a 3.5-point swing with the Bengals at the Bears. Of course, you're not going to see Joe Burrow. You want to hear from Joe Burrow firstly, and then we'll get to the handicap of the game.
Yeah, you know, he had a really good interview on the Pivot podcast, Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, and the guys, Fred Taylor. And they had a couple really good clips go viral. This one I thought was interesting. Joe Burrow talking about his mindset on improving as a quarterback.
The way that I think about day-to-day goals now or just do whatever you need to do to get better that day. And if you do that, you'll reach the mountain goals, like the headline goals that you want to reach. The way that I think about that now is if you just wake up and get better today. And I caught myself the other day in practice. I was like, it's hot. I'm tired. It's a long practice today. It's a Sunday. Everybody else is sleeping. And then I snapped myself out of it. I was like, wake the f*** up, Joe. It's time to get better. And I don't think a lot of people really take advantage of every rep that they can throughout the day.
Kind of sounded like a donk to me, but I like Joe Burrow, so I'm going to leave it alone.
No,
so the Bears are 2.
Your quarterback's allowed to sound like a donk. Quarterbacks
the Bears are 2-0 in the preseason. You're going to most likely see Caleb Williams. Now, why the line movement here? Now, Burrow led last week a touchdown drive. However, there's a pretty good chance Burrow doesn't play because Zach Taylor said he's not anticipating playing starters against Chicago. And again, that's the news responsible for the line move here. But he didn't take it off the table that you'd see Burrow for a series. I don't see if Zach Taylor's coming out saying, I'm not going to play starters, why he'd play Taylor.
Burrow. No. And he played already. He played in the preseason already. Jake Browning is going to be out, though. He has a rib injury. So we're looking at Logan Woodside and Rocky Lombardi, right? That's what we're looking at for the Bengals quarterback depth chart. So that would have me nervous about backing Cincinnati in this one, just because
chasing steam hasn't been kind.
No.
To be fair. But if I were to lay the number, I would lay the Bears. Eberflus 6-2 straight up in the preseason. They're 2-0. They're blowing people out. I will just tell you this, big guy. And again, it's kind of a blanket approach. It's helped me 13-4 to the under thus far. I will take a look. I'm going under 36.5
okay.
in this game.
I like that. I'd also tell you, if you're wondering where can you find information on these line moves, there's you don't know where to look, VSiN.com has it. You go to Vegas odds. You can click by the date. So you go to the date of the game. So you go to tomorrow, find all these NFL games. You can search them by money line, by spread, by total. All of it's available at VSiN.com. You get the opener and then the odds throughout all of the different sports books here. It's very helpful if you're going to look at all the movement. For this game, this is a game where I would look at the first half, right? That's why I like first half betting. If things are going to get wonky, they're going to get weird, and your read is going to end up being wrong, it's going to be because there's chaos in the second half when the third, fourth stringers, guys fighting to be on the practice squad, let alone just on the roster, that's when things can get weird. I think if you're breaking this game down and you think you have a good handicap, I would look at the first half, not the full game.
Okay, that's a good job by you. I'll take the under full game, 36.5 with the Bengals at the Bears. Okay, a couple of things here. It looks like the horses are loading up in the gate in race 7 at Saratoga. Now, my assumption is the two of you are going to get beat because the 7 is 1-2. So the 7 is a big-time favorite in race 7 at Saratoga. You are on Army Proud, who went off at 4-1. Samich is on Swift Magic, who went off at 7-1. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter if Pay the Juice, the 7 wins. This is a match race between Samich and Sweetelson. Can you check your account to see what you won in the last race at Gulfstream?
Yeah,
the money should be there by now.
It just came through. It was $15,137.
You won $137.
No, $37.
$37. So $648 plus $37. You've won close to $700 by just YOLOing it today.
No, but Mike is right in the horse that's going to win. He's just at the wrong racetrack. That's what happened.
They're all numbered the same at every track.
No, but my point is he thinks the 4 at Saratoga was going to win. I thought, okay, that means the 4 at Gulfstream was going to win. That's how it played out.
Okay, we have a guest coming up next.
No, oh yeah, we do. Lost track.
So we'll have to wait to announce the winner of the match race. We'll know the result. And you can check out the result online as well. But the D block after Mike Ciella? How do I say his name?
Mick Ciella.
After Mick Ciella, who I'm excited to talk to, after him, the D block could be explosive.
I'm going to leave the exact sentence you just said out there. The D block could be explosive.
So Dustin has damn near made $700 by being a donk today. You can too. America, it's fantastic.
We'll clean up the mess of the explosion.
Get some bets in next. Okay, we've got a reality show, a five-part docuseries, The Quest to Win $9.2 million, and that's coming up on Monday, August 19th. You can watch live on VSiN, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Again, it's going to be aired live on YouTube TV, and we're going to have a live airing on X at VSiN Live. So again, go behind the scenes at the biggest contest, Circus Survivor, $9.2 million on the line, and that's coming up on Monday. We welcome you back here on the program. A lot of drama around the horse racing today. I will tell you this, the results are in at the 7th at Saratoga, and they're going to shock you. But we're excited to talk to our good buddy, Mick Ciella. Fantrax does a great job over at Fantrax. Senior analyst, fantasy pros, and betting pros writer. You can find Mick Ciella on Twitter at TheMick23. We're going to talk a little football and some baseball. Mick, thank you for joining us. I'll put you on the spot. Do you like betting on the horses? Do you ever get out to the track? What's your relationship with horse racing?
I'm not a big horse racing guy. My dad took me to OTB a lot as a kid, and that kind of turned me off of horse racing a little bit, to be honest. But it's a fun little side bet here and there, but not too much.
Yeah, I lived in New York when the OTB was still there. It's a shady place. I can understand why you would want to get the hell out of there. okay, let's start with the one football play, and then we'll circle back to the baseball, because we had Ed Kratz, who covers the Eagles for Sports Illustrated yesterday, and the Eagles in the market right now are 10.5 as far as the win total. I'm high on the Eagles this year. I know there's a lot of changes. You are as well. You like the Eagles to win the East at -120.
Yeah, I think we can agree for the most part that it's a two-team race. And so based on that, if you want to get a little more bang for your buck, you can bet an exacta, a little horse racing reference there, and have the Eagles and Cowboys go off at 1-2 in the NFC East. I think the Eagles and the Cowboys are the top two teams. Pretty much everyone is in agreement on that. I like the changes the Eagles made, specifically in the coordinators with Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. Dallas has not made a lot of changes to last season's roster. Obviously, they had the issues with CeeDee Lamb. I think that'll get resolved. But even having said that, I don't really love Dallas in a head-to-head scenario with the Eagles. You know, most teams in the division, they have three games that are different. They play 14 common opponents with three different opponents. And, you know, since Dallas won the division last year, they're going to play San Francisco, Detroit, and Houston, who are all favored to win their divisions again this year. So I think they have a tougher schedule. I do like the changes the Eagles made. So I like the Eagles at pretty much even money to win the division. And like I said, you can get them, I believe it's plus 140 or so to win and have Dallas finish second. So I like either one of those bets.
Ooh, I like that. That's a, yeah, exacta. Nice mix there. Mick, okay, so Eagles win the NFC East. You want to go exacta with the Cowboys, two-team race there in the East. I like that. Let's circle back to baseball today. And the Padres, the Friars have been red hot. Obviously, that division is crazy right now with the Dodgers, obviously the Padres, and the Diamondbacks. The Padres are going to be at the Rockies. You're going to lay the run line and $113 on the juice.
I am. This is a mismatch in pretty much every conceivable way. The Padres are 25 games ahead of the Rockies. They also enter this game with the best road record in the National League. So I'm not too worried about them laying the 1.5 on the road. From an offensive standpoint, both teams are facing right-handed pitchers with Matt Waldron and Cal Quantrill. San Diego has a 125 WRC plus against righties this month, which is the sixth best. Colorado has 78, which is the third worst. And from a relief standpoint, the Padres bolstered their bullpen at the trade deadline. And so far this month, they have a 3.08 ERA as a bullpen, whereas Colorado is 6.52, which is by far the worst in the league. This is basically a mismatch pretty much all across the board. Cal Quantrill is an average pitcher at best. He has a 4.69 xERA, while Waldron has acquitted himself pretty nicely with a 3.63 mark. So again, pretty much every way you slice it, I like the Padres big here. I like them to score a ton of runs and, you know, at least win by 2 runs tonight.
Lay the run and a half with the Pods tonight at the Rockies. Mick Chiarella joining us, Fantrax senior analyst, Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros writer at the Mick23 on Twitter. Let's get into a prop. You've got the Dodgers at the Cardinals tonight. We're going to go Freddie Freeman over 1.5 total bases, just $1.05 on the juice.
Yeah, Freeman, as we know, one of the best hitters in the league. He's hit this in 6 of his last 9 games. He's always a threat to go for extra bases. I think what I really like about this game in particular is the matchup against Miles Michaelis tonight. Michaelis has allowed the second highest batting average among all qualified pitchers. So obviously lots of hits allowed, not a lot of walks. That lends itself towards total base props. And Freeman has historically owned Michaelis. He has 18 career plate appearances against Michaelis and 18 career total bases, which is a lovely combination. He's 8-for-17 with a double and 3 home runs. So it's a pretty good price here at -105, considering the, you know, batter versus pitcher history and Michaelis, his propensity for allowing lots of hits and extra bases. So yeah, I'm going to take Freeman with -105 for 2+ total bases.
Okay, I like this one. A little starting pitching parlay here, but you're going one way with the K's and another way with the K's here. Nelson, you're going to go over 4.5, it looks like, and then you're going to go under here with the Rays. Explain your thought process with this bet here, Mick.
Sure. So I think there's a couple things going on with this particular bet. Both of these teams are going in opposite directions offensively from a strikeout perspective. So far, and since the All-Star break, when facing right-handed pitchers, Arizona has an 18.5% collective strikeout rate, which is the fourth lowest. Tampa Bay has a 25.6% rate, which is the fourth highest. And I think from the pitching standpoint, this is interesting too, because Ryan Nelson, his prop is 5.5. I actually don't mind taking the over on that individually, but I'm going to reduce this down to 5. He has 25 total strikeouts in his last 3 games. He has gone over, he's had at least 5 strikeouts in 5 of his last 6. So I think this is a good matchup for Nelson. And on the other side, we have Ryan Pepiot for Tampa Bay. I think there's an interesting dynamic going on here because Pepiot is making his return from the injured list. He missed the month with a leg injury, a knee injury. And earlier in the season, he missed about 2 weeks with a leg injury. And in his first game back from the injured list the first time around, he only threw 66 pitches. So I think they're, you know, Tampa Bay is falling out of the race a little bit. They got a guy coming off the injured list. He's been out for a month. I don't see there's much reason to push him. I'm not expecting him to throw more than 80 or 85 pitches. And again, the matchup for Arizona from a hitting standpoint, they're not striking out a ton against righties. So I think that's a good kind of combination way to play this game, taking Nelson to have at least 5 and then Pepiot to go under 6.5.
Beautiful. And a great breakdown as well. Okay, all those plays are going to be up amongst the best bets over at VSiN.com. So if you missed any, simply go over to VSiN.com. Fantrax senior analyst, fantasy pros, and betting pros writer Mick Chiella. You can find Mick on Twitter, a good follow when it comes to sports betting, at the Mick23. Best of luck to you, Mick, and good luck this weekend as well. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay, appreciate it. There goes Mick Chiella with the bets. Again, if you missed them, go over and get the best bets over at VSiN.com. Okay, so we had a developing situation when we left you last. Dustin is heavily involved in horse racing now, and it would be impossible for me to read through the text messages that have been coming in. I'll set it up this way, and then we'll come back and unveil what happened in the 7th at Saratoga. So Mike Somich and Aaron Halterman, professional sports bettors, they're also two of the best when it comes to horse racing. So we said to start the show, I've got COVID. I haven't eaten in 72 hours. I'm struggling. Someone needs to pick me up. So I said, Somich, what do you like at Saratoga? Well, Somich just kept on handing out second place finishes. So win, play, show, he kept on handing us places. But Dustin said, I was mean to Somich yesterday. I want to be a part of the family. So Somich in race 5 at Saratoga said bet 1 in the 6. So donkey-de-donk, Dustin Sweetelson said, great, I'm with you. $15 on the 1, $15 on the 6 at Saratoga. It didn't come through. Dustin looks at his phone. He won $648. Why? Because he bet the 1 and the 6 at Gulfstream Park. One's in upstate New York. One's near Miami in Florida. Gulfstream Park, the horse that he won on, was 43-1. Aaron Halterman said, that's the worst horse that's ever run at Gulfstream. Dustin said, I just made $648 on that horse. So he turned around. Somich said, in the 6 at Saratoga, I like the 4 horse. Dustin said, cool. Great tip, Somich. He bet the 4 horse at Gulfstream and won. Then I said, this is ridiculous. We got the 7th coming up at Saratoga. Dustin, who do you like? Dustin licked his finger, put it up in the air, said, I like Army's Pride or whatever. Somich said, good pick. I like the 4 horse. Who won? That's the question. It's called a match race. The 3 versus the 4. Sweetelson versus Somich. When we return, we'll let you know. Based on the way today is unfolded, you may already know. Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network on a Friday. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson at the D, downtown Las Vegas. Mike Somich joins for his customary hour on the program coming up in 15 minutes. During this segment, we're going to give you a baseball free play from Eric Lindquist. Very sharp guy. New part of the family as far as the family plays, so look forward to that. We've got a bunch of family plays, so again, the objective every day here on Sharp Money is to provide what's happening in the moment, whether that be live baseball, live soccer, live horse racing. We've got you covered on Sharp Money. And Man U just scored. Thank God. Man U scored in the 87th minute to take a 1-0 lead now. It's not going to cash you over 2.5, but I did bet Man U. That number dropped from 173 all the way down to 143, so I was fading the steam to open up the EPL year. We won't get into it. We shall see. Now, as far as Samich, who's joining us, he just sent over his plays. He's got a bunch in the preseason, which you love to see. But there's been some controversy. If you are just joining us, Dustin knows nothing about horse racing. He's made $700 on the program today. How? Well, one of the best horse racing handicappers on the planet, Mike Samich, has been sending over plays, and he loves to place. He doesn't like to win. He likes to finish second, which is place when it comes to horse racing. Aaron Halterman from the Cheap Seats, RacingDudes.com, has been chirping because the boys, they're getting in their feels in the group chat. So here's what I said. I said, okay, Dustin's been misclicking and betting races at Gulfstream that he's supposed to bet at Saratoga, and he hit a 43-1 long shot, $15, $648. Oh, by the way, he ran it back on the four in the next race, and whether or not it was a 6-5 favorite, it doesn't matter. He still won $30+. So he's close to $700 in winnings today on the program by being a donk. So I said, yeah, you know what? That's a little weird. Let's have some fun. So it's called the match race. And what we decided to do is I said, Dustin, go ahead and take a look at Saratoga. His radio instincts were terrible. And he said, okay, I'm going to jump on with Mike. I said, no. I said, do yourself a favor. Just look up and down the card and find vibes. So he said, you know what? I land on the 3, Army Proud. 4-1, obviously very basic breakdown. He likes America. Samich said, that's cool. I like the 4. So I said, forget who wins the race. It's a match race. And I'm here to tell you the results. The 7th at Saratoga. And by the way, Mike has a house at Saratoga. Nobody knows this track. Nobody knows this track more inside and out than Mike Samich. Literally goes to Saratoga every year. The race finishes. Hold on, let me find it. 7 was the winner. 1 place. The 3 horse, Army Proud Show. The 4 horse off the board in 4th place. You just beat Samich in a match race.
Look, this is what happens. This is what happens when you decide to be a team guy. I'm a team guy. Like, individual accomplishments come from within the team. Want to be a part of Salmage? I backed into this money, backed into these winners. So there's just something to be said for that. The other thing to be said for that is I might be the best horse handicapper on the planet right now. I might be. There is a chance. And we need to keep it going. But the only way I can win is if I know what Mike is on first. Because I know Mike's horse is not going to win, so that shortens my options. Mike's horse that he likes is always going to come in second. So once I know what Mike likes in a race, I can tell you what I like in a race.
And that's why the vibes where you were going to jump on Mike's horse in the 7th at Saratoga before? You got Army's Proud?
Well, no, I was going to bet both. Because that's the whole thing. That's what's been working, is I bet his and then bet one I like, and mine keep coming true.
It's a good strategy. Well, congratulations to you. You cannot lose. When you say vibes, hold up your little sign there. I like that.
I got to find it. Hang on. Yeah. Got a lot of notes.
No problem. Let's see. There it is.
Where is the notes? There it is.
Got visuals.
Wrong way. Vibes.
Speaking of vibes, it's time for a family play. You want a baseball play from one of the sharpest guys in the biz, Eric Lindquist. Who's he work for?
Odds Shopper. Find him on Twitter at Eric Lindquist, and he's great when it comes to these baseball player props. He's got a juicy +190 for you. Here's our guy, Eric Lindquist, with a Sharp Money family play for today.
Sharp Money family play.
Hello again, Sharp Money. I'm Eric Lindquist at oddshopper.com, coming to you with my favorite MLB prop for Friday, August 16th. We're going to run it back from Wednesday. It is Gavin Lux over 0.5 RBIs, +190 over at BetMGM. And look, the circumstances, that is the main reason that we fired this up for 4 straight days going up against the Milwaukee Brewers. Gavin Lux cashes this in 2 of 4. Really nice profit in that series. I think we run it back against Miles Michaelis and company there in St. Louis on Friday, and here's why. The circumstances have drastically changed for Gavin Lux, and yet he's only seeing about a 15-20% dip in the price of this RBI from where it was a month ago. And think about how much has changed. First off, Mookie Betts back in the two hole on a day in, day out basis for the Dodgers. That's a great run candidate to have in there for Gavin Lux when he's up at the plate. And then you got also sandwiched between him, Teoscar Hernandez and Will Smith. That's beautiful stuff. Tons of protection for him against lefties coming out of the pen, because lefties really do not want to be facing Will Smith. That is for sure. So I'm going to be firing this up for a fifth straight day. I think you should too. Gavin Lux over 0.5 RBIs. Let's cash that ticket together.
Gavin Lux over half an RBI. Eric Lindquist, great job. Like him, glad he's part of the team as far as the family plays. Let's get one more family play, and I will say this. So, again, the strategy, I'm trying to keep this all in track and order so you guys can understand what's happening. Mike Somich in the eighth at Saratoga, like the eight horse. So he texted Dustin, make sure you bet the eight horse at Gulfstream Park. I'm not kidding you. The eight just won at Gulfstream Park. So whatever strategy you two donks have going on, it's unbelievable.
I didn't even see his text, so I didn't bet it. But that is the way to do it. Whatever Mike likes at Saratoga is money at Gulfstream. Maybe I just think maybe his periodic table's off. Maybe his algorithm's off. It's registering the wrong track and the wrong horses, because that's literally what's just playing out here. He's got the right read. He's just at the wrong location.
It actually means he has the worst read ever. Because he's handicapping one card.
I'm trying to be a team guy.
This is going to be...
What's our next race? Where should I... Oh, we have a race at Saratoga in the 8 and 6 minutes. I'll find us a winner.
Okay, thank you, Dustin. You want to give us one more family play? I feel like it's going to be a busy hour with Somich.
Yeah, Nish Gandhi, he is your current Sharp Money Survivor leader. You want to be a part of the contest we have, pick a winner, one a day. Move on, and if you can get more than 5 days in a row, you can pass Nish, win $550 combined between Patrick and myself. And Nish Gandhi's currently atop that leaderboard, and he's going to look at Paul Skeens in a matchup with Seattle for his Sharp Money family play for today.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Nish here, current Sharp Money survivor, here with the family play today. It's a holiday today. It's Paul Skeens Day. Everybody that bets on baseball knows that, and here in Pittsburgh, it's even a bigger holiday. The trendy thing is to go Paul Skeens strikeout props over, but because everybody bets that, there's not much value there. Plus, that's how I lost my Sharp Money Survivor streak. So I'm going to go with what I think is going to happen and what I want to happen, which is a pitcher's duel with Logan Gilbert. Both guys have been solid this year. Both teams strike out a lot, but I'm not leaving it up to the bullpens. So we're going to go first 5 innings, under 3.5 runs, minus 130, Pirates Mariners. Taking my son Samir to the game, have him watch Paul Skeens pitch. As you guys know, he's got a YouTube channel at the Gorilla Gamer 64, and he's going to live stream from the game for a little bit today. So give him a follow. Check us out on YouTube. Pirates Mariners under 3.5 runs, first 5 innings.
Pirates Mariners under 3.5, first 5. Gorilla Streamer 64, they're going to be live streaming. Nish Gandhi, very sharp. He's a doctor, people. And he is atop the leaderboard, Sharp Money Survivor. Halterman just texted the funniest thing. It is funny how your reaction from backing your way into $700 during the show by misclicking on horse racing. You said you got a race coming up at Saratoga. Quote, I'll find us a winner.
I mean, it's all I've been doing all day. You asked for someone to carry the load today. Who's carrying the water? I'm carrying the water for everyone, just handing out horse racing winners. So I looked over at Saratoga. The race is about to go off in like 3 minutes. And I did like two horses initially. I chose one because I like the number better. And it's gotten longer since I bet it. Tilted Lady, 15-1. Because if I win this bet, there will be a Tilted Lady in my bed tonight. Oh, it's titled, lady. Titled. It's not tilted.
We're betting the 7 at 15-1 in 4 minutes at Saratoga, people.